and our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greenville, 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Network. And of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that we've been talking for years about how the NSA was listening to all of your telephone conversations. It has nothing to do with a war on terror. The war on terror is as phony as a $3 bill. If you watch Building 7 come down during the attack on the World Trade Center, you'll notice it was a controlled demolition. I mean, all you have to do is watch it. You'll see the center of the roof cave in. That's what you do when you take out the central supports of the building. And then, of course, they destroy the base of the building. They killed 3,000 people that day, almost, because they wanted to get us into a war. They really intended to kill about 6,000. They wanted to kill the people in the South Tower. And there were about 2,500 people on two floors of Morgan Stanley. And when they saw the North Tower going, why they wanted to get up and leave, they were concerned that the South Tower would come under attack. And they kept telling them over the loudspeaker, stay at your seats, stay at your seats, stay at your seats. We're ordered to stay at your seats. Don't go out. They intended to kill them, too. We're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, I hope that you will be concerned and you'll get involved in this, because if they will kill those people, they'll kill you and your family, too. I think we're headed to very, very difficult times. And I think everybody in the listening audience needs to understand that, needs to be involved. But you also need to begin preparing physically, psychologically, financially for what lies ahead, because very difficult times are coming. Now, with us this morning is a good friend, Buck Keeley. I've never met Buck, but we've talked many times about certainly gardening, about how to grow your own vegetables, about how to become as self-sufficient as is humanly possible. He does a great job of preparing. In fact, just this last week, I got from him one of their containers of seeds that you just put aside, you bury it in the ground, or you can do whatever you want to with it, just keep it cool and dry, and so that you will at least have seeds if suddenly everything is cut off. There was an article this morning on the Internet at Lloyd's of London. It said that in case of an EMP attack, they would wipe out the electricity available from New York to Washington, D.C. for up to 2 years. There'd be totally no electricity in that area. Could you imagine the chaos? I'm glad to see an article like that. They're talking about maybe even introducing legislation in Washington, D.C. to demand they do something. Actually, in Maine, just this last I think it was on June the 6th, they passed legislation. At least the state of Maine is going to try to protect its electronic grid. Not a word about this in the controlled medium, but these are very real threats that you face today. And you need to start thinking about how you're going to protect yourself and your family. There's an organized effort to block doing anything to protect America, which doesn't make sense. But then, either does killing almost 3,000 people on the morning of September 11th, so you can get into a war with Afghanistan and Iraq, so you can kill more people. Good morning, Buck. It's good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stanley. We just lost our landline, so I called you back on my cell phone. I hope that works.
Okay, it sounds pretty good. Go right ahead. Anyway, of course, Buck is a master gardener, and he sells seeds and all sorts of things you need for growing, but you pick up the story. Basically, of course, most people have their gardens in by now. Is it still, can we still put in peas and carrots and beans and things of that sort? Or?
Well, it depends what part of the country you're in, what you can actually put in. If your temperatures are rising to the daytime highs of 80 to 85 degrees, you're beyond the point of most of your cool weather plants, such as broccoli and cabbage and radishes and onions and your lettuces. greens, those kind of things, that once your temperature hits about 85 degrees, you're bolting and beyond the point of production. The same thing with your early peas, your sweet peas and snow peas and snap peas. They're pretty well gone if you're hitting 85 degrees. So those are kind of things you put out early. But this is the time as well as after you've got your crops in for your spring garden, you start planning for your fall garden. And you start getting ready for what you're going to plant as far as your late garden of turnips and beets and onions and those kind of things that you put in for a second round in certain zones. But it is gardening time everywhere, and it's time for you to begin doing a little harvesting that we've harvested now where we're at. Begin harvesting. The lettuces are pretty well harvested out, and radishes and turnips and beets, and we're starting to harvest now a few of our onions, and we're getting some new potatoes out of the garden. So there's a lot of things going on in the garden this time of the year. And the focus of most folks this time of the year is their tomatoes and pepper plants. You should, in most zones, already have those in your garden, and you're watching for the side of their first tomatoes. And as you take care of the tomatoes and peppers this time of the year, you want to remember to fertilize them on a regular basis. As they go into production, they need more nutrients. And by fertilizing your plants, you'll get a better and a larger harvest of crop for whatever you're growing.
Well, now, basically, should we be using a dry fertilizer? Or what about these fertilizers that come, you know, you can get them, down at the garden store, and they, you know, they're liquid fertilizer, and you put it onto your hose. Does that work pretty well, or would you be better with a dry fertilizer?
But most of your wet fertilizers, the liquids that you spray through the emulsifier through your water hose, are very short term. That they have refined the nutrients down to very small particulates, and they hit the soil, they go into the root system, and in about 10 to 15 hours, all of the impact of the fertilizer is gone. Now, that's not necessarily bad if you're looking for a short time burst for your plants. But the way that you really want to fertilize your plants for production is that you want to use a dry fertilizer about every 3 weeks and put that around the base of your plant. And every time you water, it'll send those nutrients down into the root system. Then occasionally using a tea, such as a rabbit poo tea or a compost tea or a worm poo tea, one of those that you emulsify water and let the microorganisms begin to work on it. And then water with it is good for your plants as well, but you don't want to neglect the dry fertilizer.
All right, fine. Now, basically, of course, these fertilizers, commercial fertilizers, what sort of fertilizer should people be? I didn't know you have a fertilizer. So basically,
yeah, we sell a natural fertilizer. We call it Uncle Buck's fertilizer, but basically it's built out of all natural ingredients, including seed meal and bone meal and calcium and other products that occur naturally in our nature.
Hold the thought.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Don't think this sort of way. And certainly I have my tomato plants. They must be 2.5 feet tall, some 3 feet tall, and they're just covered with tomatoes, all green. Actually, we had a few small red tomatoes yesterday, delicious, you know, fresh out of the garden. They're sweet, the little tiny tomatoes. And, of course, we've got a massive flock of tomatoes coming. But, Buck, should we fertilize those? Should I actually use the fertilizer on the base of the plant at this point, or what should we do?
But particularly if you're container gardening, you need to be very studious about your fertilizing. But if you consider the size of a tomato plant and the amount of foliage that you're supporting in order to do photosynthesis to produce the amount of fruit that you're producing, you're looking at quite a machine that God put together, and it requires fuel. And if you're container gardening, what it will do is very rapidly is the root system will develop to the extent it can and draw all the nutrients out of the area that it can into that plant. It's what it's designed to do. And if you exhaust those nutrients, what will happen is the plant will prematurely shut down its production, or the fruit will become smaller and more gnarly. So fertilizing is very important during the time that a plant is actually putting on its product. So you want to make sure that you fertilize, particularly in your container gardening. Now, if you're flat gardening, if you've got a backyard garden, then it has a larger resource for nutrients to flow from, but it can only take the nutrients from the soil that the roots have to establish itself into. So you want to make sure as well in your gardens, if you want to have larger plants that produce larger and more volume of product, to fertilize around the base of those plants as well. And if you do that, you'll have a garden that will do two things. Number one, it'll produce more product. You'll have more produce out of your garden. And number two, it'll be healthier and it'll have more nutrients for you in it. So make sure to take care of your fertilizing.
All right. Well, of course, now you go down to the big box store and they have these big sacks of fertilizer. They'll say 666 on it. Is that significant, or is certainly the organic type of fertilizer that you actually produce better? And how do these things compare?
The plant itself does not distinguish between fertilizers that's been put together by photocarbons or other petroleum-based products that they produce and put in a bag and you put on your plants. And your plants will respond to that, particularly to nitrogen-based products as well as to carbon-based products. But what will happen is the plant puts into its system those fertilizer products, rich nutrients, and then you wind up eating it. And, I mean, I don't want to be too harsh on this, but nobody would pick up a glass of gasoline and compare it to a glass of water. So whatever you put into your plants is eventually going to wind up in your body. And personally, my perspective is I would never put any man-made substance into my plants that I'm going to eat. I don't know what the long-term effects of those are. So I would use only a natural-based fertilizer that comes from either composting out of your own goods or find somebody that puts together a natural-based fertilizer that will put into your plants those nutrients that are artificially stimulated. So that if you go down to the big box store, if they have available organic-based fertilizers, choose those. They're going to cost you a lot more, but they're going to be better for your body overall, and it'll have the products in your home that are safe for your family to consume.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you go ahead and put out your telephone number and tell people how to get in touch with you, and then, of course, you do actually make up your own organically-based fertilizer. What do you do?
Okay, well, we're found on the World Wide Web. at seedcatalog.com. If you'll go to your address bar of your browser and type in seedcatalog.com, that you'll come to our website and you'll find a lot of articles there that's important to understanding why heirloom seeds are the most valuable seed to own, as well as the genetically modified movement and how that we can help prevent that from invading our lives. Then click on Shop on Seeds, and that'll take you into our store where you'll find our selection of seeds, where we have around 240 different varieties of seeds. And we also have in our website, as you mentioned, our fertilizer. For this time of the year is a great time to be getting the fertilizer to fertilize your plants. And also you'll find in our website what we sell as far as volume. One of the things that we do sell that every one of your listeners should have in their possession is a seed bank. And we can talk about that later. But take time and browse the site and see what needs you have and we can help you with. And if you don't have access to the Internet, give us a call. We have a toll-free number that we would be glad to help you with. We'll take your order over the phone. We'll help you make it. Or we'll send you a catalog. And our toll-free number is 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132.
All right, fine. Now, basically, of course, what do you put in the organic fertilizer that you actually offer?
Well, the organic fertilizer is something that we've over the period of time have been tweaking and coming up with the best formula we could find. And so basically what we do is that we take organic material that has not been genetically modified, and we take that organic material and put it into a mix that is beneficial for the garden plants. And basically it has a seed meal, which is concentrated amounts of, if you think of a compost pile, the seed meal is dehydrated and ground seed holes, which has great amount of nutrients in it. This component has nitrogen with phosphorus and potassium in it, which it gives it a value about a 6-to-1 on the fertilizer scale. And then dolomite lime is magnesium carbide. And magnesium is a huge accelerant for plant growth. It has bone meal. And the bone meal, what it does is provide a long-term slow release of phosphorus, which allows the plants to not be shocked with the phosphorus, but allows it a slow release into the soil. And then we use a rock phosphate. It's a phosphorus-based slow release that for long-term building of your soil. And then we put gypsum in it. And if there's sodium present in the soil, the gypsum will leach it out in an ionic exchange, so that it'll take the sodium out of your soil and give you a more healthy base for your plants. And it also helps balance the soil condition. And then we add another ingredient that I don't know anybody else that uses this. It's a volcanic soil. And this soil comes from volcanic matter, and it has 78 trace elements in it along with other minerals that helps build your soil. And so it's a base that we've put together over the past several years that works very well in the vegetable garden. It'll work well in the in your flower gardens, but it's designed for a vegetable garden.
Okay, fine. I think that most people really don't even stop and think about it. I mean, you got your tomato plant, it's beautiful, and I mean, all those blossoms on it, and the tomatoes start coming out, but people have to stop and think, you know, this doesn't come out of nothing. They've got to be certain minerals in the soil, the proper things that they need for that plant to be able to put out the fruit, and the fruit is what you're going to end up eating. And what you put into the soil is what ends up in the fruit. I mean, it's just that simple. But we don't think about that. At least I never thought about it that till we started talking to Buck. And so, of course, we go back to the preparation of the soil and how important that is. And all of these things are vital if to be a good gardener. Well, certainly, Buck, if this is the time, what about our squashes, things of that sort?
Oh, my goodness, this is the time where people are looking for open windows and cars to shove squash in it as they drive by. Your squash plants are so productive if you keep them well fertilized. Zucchini and yellow crookneck and your buttercup squash and your scallop squash, that this time of year that squash is putting on like crazy in the central to southern areas. And once again, you consider the volume of production that a squash plant puts on and the size of the fruit, it gives you an idea how much nutrients that plant needs. And so at production for your squash plants, you need to be fertilizing about every 2 to 3 weeks. Not a whole lot, just about a cup full around the base of the plant. And we'll produce a more vibrant, healthy plant, and it'll produce longer. And one of the things about squash plants, don't let the squash get large. I know everybody wants to prize the 40-pound zucchini, but the minute that you quit picking off your squash plants and you let one begin to grow too large, the plant senses that it's done. It's got a seed pod that it's going to reproduce with. It'll shut down production. So stay on top of your squash and keep most of your squash picked below 6 to 8 inches. They're most tender then and tasty then, and the plant senses the need to continue to produce. But you want to fertilize those about every 2 to 3 weeks with about a half cup to a cup of fertilizer around the base of it, and you'll see a significant difference in production and in quality of the fruit.
I think that's the thing. I think most people just think that they put the plant in, they see the big blossoms coming, and but unless you're fertilizing it, then why, you're certainly not going to get the full potential for production. And so, how long will the squash continue producing?
The squash will continue, your summer squash will continue producing all season long as you keep it picked back. And the way it is for most gardeners is that they'll plant too many squash plants, and they'll harvest as much squash as they want to eat, and they'll start giving it away, and they'll get lax about harvesting, and so the plants will bolt. It'll put on a large squash, and then it'll quit producing, and the plant will die back. But in most areas, unless it gets extremely hot in the hundreds of degrees, 110 degrees for an extended period of time, as long as you keep the plants watered well and fertilized well and picked off from the fresh fruit, they'll produce throughout the season.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, because certainly Buck's a master gardener. He actually does this. He actually produces. And then, of course, he also has the seeds for sale, fertilizer, and other things. What are some of the other things that you offer, Mr.? Well, why don't we talk about the seeds, about the whole idea of having heirloom seeds in a certainly watertight container that you'll be able to have on hand if suddenly, why the world we live in should suddenly change. There should be an EMP attack, a solar flare, something of that sort that would simply wipe out the electricity, and suddenly America, literally overnight, would be transformed to the way it was back in the early 1800s, where people had to be self-reliant. Because right now, why, we just go down to the store, we buy everything, nothing to worry about. And ladies and gentlemen, there are people who know very well that there's a very real threat here in America, either from a solar flare or for an EMP attack. All you need is one nuclear weapon detonated, 300 miles over Omaha, Nebraska, and the world we live in would end immediately. As certainly the electrons, the gamma rays hit the oxygen molecules, take off the electrons, and they simply fry our whole electrical system. It's all interconnected, specifically designed so that basically any major cataclysmic event would take out the entire electronic system. Don't worry, the Chinese have hardened their system. The Russians have hardened their system. And there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to block that being done in America. It doesn't make sense unless, well, basically, of course, Buck, certainly tell us about the seeds that you have, you offer. In fact, I got the containers from you just the other day. Tell them what that is and why that's so important. They have seeds on hand so they can produce food for themselves and their families. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about the seed. The seed is the most important portion of your garden. I had an old farmer once told me that seed is the cheapest thing you buy, because if your seed fails, all your other effort has no value. Heirloom seeds are the prized seeds of the person who is into sustainability and being able to provide an off the grid basis. That heirloom seeds are seeds that are frozen in time in the 1800s. With the creation of these hybriding of the plants that took place naturally through the years. And farmers and local gardeners value the plants of these, and they save them from generation to generation. And what separates a heirloom seed from the hyper hybrid seeds?
Hold that thought, Mark. Hold the thought. We'll be back just on the daily here at the Paragon.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Simply telling us before we went to the break, Buck, what were you covering?
That we were discussing the difference between an heirloom seed and the seeds that you buy at the big box store. Heirloom seeds are frozen in time with the ability to reproduce themselves. Most of your seeds you buy today were developed by commercial entities for the purpose of commercial gardening, where that they have a monocrop, they plant 1,000 acres of tomatoes, they let the tomatoes all come off at the same time, so they're bred for certain characteristics. But one of the negative sides of that is that they can't reproduce. They have multiple parents that they use to create these seed with, and they will reproduce the foliage, but the plant will not produce a fruit that's edible. So one of the things you want to do when you're gardening is make sure you use heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds are sustainable and recoverable, that you can take one tomato, let it go to maturity, and harvest the seeds out of it and have 250-plus tomato seeds. And so that's the idea behind having the sustainability is using heirloom seeds. Now, what we do for the ultimate protection, that in the times we're living in and the uncertainties that you speak about, that everyone ought to have immediate food on hand. You ought to have some type of dehydrated food or some kind of immediate available food. You need to have some way to get fresh water to purify your water. And then you have to have your second tier in place of survival. And what that is the ability to provide long-term survival. And that's where we come in with the seed banks that we provide for you in a, what we call a seed bank is we provide with you either an acre or half acre of vegetables and grains that are sealed in a Mylar bag, which is impervious to insects, moisture, and so forth. And then we seal it inside of a PVC triwall pipe, which gives it a second layer of security where it can't be accidentally penetrated where you get moisture into your seeds. Now, what deteriorates your seeds is heat, light, and moisture. And we provide protection for these seeds for the first two, for the light and for the moisture. And what you do is you take the seed bank and you can put it in your freezer, your refrigerator, bury it a couple of 3 foot deep in the backyard so you have a stabilized temperature in your garden to hold it. And that's your ultimate survival that these seeds will keep for 20 plus years at 90% germination rates if it's properly sealed and cared for. So that's your ultimate protection, and everybody ought to have a seed bank for a couple of reasons. Number one, if something happens that you've been talking about in your program, such as the EMP, and the supply system is long over there, you have seeds to plant your garden. Not only do you have seeds to plant your garden, you have seeds to barter and trade for other goods and services you'll need. And once that garden is in place, you can harvest your seeds and collect the seeds so that you have a sustainable future ahead. So we have basically two types of seed banks. We have the personal and the basic. Each one of those are sealed in Mylar and then in the triwall bag, and that will take allow you to have either a half acre or an acre garden, and it'll be choice what you want there. We'll also let you build your own seed survival bank. If you buy $50 more worth seed, we'll prepare it in the Mylar bag as well as the PVC pipe. We also have now, it's a good time also to pick up next year's seed. These seed will keep very well through the season. So if you're looking to have a garden next year, to pick up one of our value packs, we have everything from a large backyard garden, which will plant a 50 by 100 with a cross variety of all the plants you'd want to plant, down to an urban garden, which is for container gardening. And those are priced about 30% below retail because we do the volume buying on that. We'll also sell you just single packages of seeds, anything you want, but encourage you to look at the value packs because you're going to save money by doing it.
All right. And once again, why don't you get out your telephone number and, of course, your website. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Buck Keeley, the number to call is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But Buck, why don't you get your telephone number out there, get your website again, and
all righty, if you have access to the Internet, the best way to check us out is at seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com. Find a lot of useful information in there about the non-GMO movement, as well as the importance of heirloom seeds. Click shop for seeds. It'll take you into the store, and you'll find all of our product available there to you. As well as if you do not have Internet access, give us a call. We have a toll-free number. It is 1-886-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, and we'll be happy to help get your order over the phone.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, people should have their seeds. They should, but you put them aside. You don't use them. You put them there. They're sort of like an insurance policy. Are many people actually making preparations for this sort of cataclysmic event? I know I've been looking around for kerosene lamps, and I've gone to some of the places that sell them, but so many of them seem to be out of them that day, almost as if there is a movement across America to make preparations for the possibility of a cataclysmic event. You're talking to people who know there's a problem. They wouldn't be contacting you for the seeds if they didn't. Are many people doing this, making preparations for certainly something, or most people sort of indifferent and say, well, it just couldn't happen here?
There are two basic classes of people. You have those that have their ears open and those that have their ears closed. Those that are listening and hear what's happening around the world with the Middle East falling apart, and with Russia aligning against us in Syria, and China demanding information and responses and owning much of our property here in the United States, and the sounds and the drumbeats of war, those people have their ears open, are preparing for what's possible. Now, I've taken an approach to this as I'm planning for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. I'm hoping and praying that nothing happens that I see on the horizon, but I'm also preparing for what I think could happen. And the Bible teaches us that a wise man counts his costs. So there's a people that is listening to the current events that sees the danger on the horizon and they're preparing. And we have a lot of those folks that are buying the seed banks and preparing for the ultimate. And I had one person not too long ago ask me that, well, what if this doesn't come to pass? What do I do with these seeds? I said, well, you plant them. You've got product for the future. America's got in the habit of paying for their today with tomorrow's dollars, credit. My wife and I and our family live paying for our future today. That we don't live on tomorrow's dollars. We live on today's dollars for tomorrow. And by buying a seed bank, you're hedging the future. If something does happen, you have the ultimate protection. If it doesn't happen, open up the seed bank and plant your garden. There's no loss here. This is not a risk. It's just a wise preparation. No difference between this and buying a can of corn or a case of corn. When you go down and you buy your food, everybody ought to be putting aside food. So just in case. So if you buy a can of corn now or you buy a case of corn, doesn't make any difference. The cost is going to be the same, and you're going to consume it. And the seed bank is that very same thing. If you don't need it for an emergency, you plant it for tomorrow's garden. So it's not a risk. It's an investment. And I'll promise you this, seed, like everything else, is going up, and particularly heirloom seed. The rare seeds are becoming more rare because there's more people wanting to lay a hold of them and store them. And there are certain seeds we can't get anymore, that they are all gone. We're trying to get next year's seed harvest predicted, so we know what seeds we'll have for next year. So get them while you can.
Okay, if you're out there, 877-254-7524, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
And here at American Freedom Network, and last time I talked to Brian, those of you who don't know Peter, we've had him on a number of times as a guest. He was on Sunday 30 years with the working in Washington, D.C. with the House of Representatives, and actually was the executive director of several commissions that studied the threat from the EMP attack. He's retired now, spending full time trying to get the American people to realize there's real danger. Last time I talked to him, he was mentioning that there in Russia, they've taken an entire mountain and simply hollowed it out inside, and they have room there for about 300,000 people. A whole city underground, fully stocked, fully prepared for a cataclysmic event. Not only that, they have about 5,000 centers across Russia for the population, stocked with food and supplies in case of a cataclysmic event. It's doing the same thing in Russia in China for the people there. Literally thousands of miles of underground tunnels and facilities. And, of course, both of those countries have hardened their societies and their electronic grid in case there's a problem. There's been an organized effort to block that here in America. Oh, there are centers, don't believe, underground facilities, certainly, but they're not for the average individual. They're just for the elite, and they have them, certainly close to Washington, D.C., certainly in Denver, and the Denver airport, Colorado Springs. Certainly there's one in Northern California, but this is not for the general people. No preparations for the general people. Basically, 800 miles from the North Pole, there's something known as the Doomsday Seed Bank. You can look it up on the Internet. Please don't take my word. The Doomsday Seed Bank, where they're storing seeds, and Bill Gates, others are involved in this, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars under constant guard. Why is that going on? I mean, why are they storing seeds? Well, for the same reason you should be storing seeds. They know what lies ahead. Do we have a caller?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, this is Greg in Denver.
Hi, Greg. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. First of all, is the pipe and the plastic that you store the seed bank, or the seed bank, is that BPA free?
Yeah, the Mylar bags are food certified CPA free. The pipe that it goes into is not, but it doesn't touch the pipe. The pipe's the outer protection, but the seeds themselves are packed into individual packets, then into the Mylar bag.
Okay, great. The other question is, have you been approached or intimidated or anything by companies like Monsanto or any government agency that has decided that they don't want firms like yours selling the seed that you're selling?
Well, we do not know the source of the attacks. I'm glad
you asked that question because I don't think Buck would have mentioned this, but go ahead, Buck. Tell them what's happened to you.
We don't know the source of the attacks. They came out of Russia, was the IP traffic. But for the last 2 years, our site's been viciously attacked. I won't get into the technical aspect of it other than to tell you what happened, that we had black op backlinks, and then we had malicious malware. We're constantly being attacked on our website. We have put up numerous security measures in place, but that we went from being on the first page last year to page 500 on search engines. And that was because of the attacks we're having in the malware. We've hired a internet security firm that's working with us now to protect our website so that it doesn't happen again. So I don't know where these sources of attack coming from, whether governmental, whether they're competitors, or whether it is those folks that are trying to suppress the heirloom market. But I do know we have been under severe attack, and it's cost us tens and tens of thousands of dollars to protect it, and lost probably 70% of our business over the last 2 years, because the only way people can find us now is through this time I have with Dr. Stan, because you can't find us on the search engines. And we're working towards getting that rebuilt, but it takes a lot of money to do that.
Uh-huh.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that does. This is slightly off topic, but I'm wondering, could you describe what you mean by hardening that the Chinese and Russians are doing to the electronic grid?
Basically, Chris, what you need to do is be able to protect your transformers. We have about 300 major transformers in America, and they need to be in a Faraday cage, and they need to be properly grounded. None of ours are. they will all go down if there is an EMP attack. The other thing is massive breakers in the major major telephone lines, major power lines. They have actually interconnected all of the power lines in America so that if one area were to lose electricity, if we get electricity from the others. But you need breakers there in case I don't understand this. I know they have some protection for lightning, but they don't have protection for an EMP attack. For about $300 million, we can protect our major cities. For $2 billion, we can protect the entire country, and there's been an organized effort to block it. Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Interesting.
Another agenda. Does that answer your question?
It sure does, Dr. Stan, and thank you for your guest, and I'll visit your website.
God bless, and thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. You too.
So they get your telephone number, get your website out one more time, Buck, and then we'll let you go.
All righty. You can find us on the World Wide Net by typing in your address bar, seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com, all one word. Or you can reach us toll-free at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132.
And, Chris, we haven't talked on the radio about the fact that Buck has been under attack, but certainly we keep a Buck on and we put him onto our programs because basically there's an organized effort to block certainly their effort to sell their product on the Internet. And this basically has been coordinated, and every time they try to get it fixed, they're blocked. Why would anybody do that? It's almost as if they don't want you to have seeds and heirloom seeds. And I know we've talked about this many times off the air, but of course, Buck and his family are having a very, very difficult time because of this organized and coordinated effort. Why would that be? Why would they have a doomsday seed bank? Go up on the Internet and look under doomsday seed bank, spending hundreds of millions of dollars. They're storing seeds so they will have them when we start in all over again. Sounds incredible. People say it couldn't really happen, couldn't happen here. And I'd like to ask why it couldn't happen. If God is just, he is going to bring his judgment on our country as sure as God made little green apples. Well, Buck, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we hope that you will listen to our program, that you will certainly do everything you can to begin making preparations for yourself, and you should have a supply of food. How would you get water if something happened there? Basically, we have a hand pump on our well as well as a regular pump there. You can actually have both of them on your well, and if electricity goes out, at least you'd be able to have water. You certainly need to have your Berkey water filters. These things are important so that you can have clean and potable water. If you have the Berkey water filters, you need the extra filters because you never know how long, if we did have a cataclysmic event, how long it would last. So there are very, very real problems that are not imaginary. You should have a good supply of food on hand. You should have a good supply of health products and certainly vitamins and minerals and certainly the other things that are necessary for your health. We do actually provide those, and you need magnesium, you need selenium, you need vitamin D. You need these things to supplement to keep your health. Unfortunately, in the world we live in, why there's so many people who really are having physical problems because they're not getting proper nutrition. They tell us, oh, don't go out in the sun, you're going to get skin cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't go out in the sun, you don't get any vitamin D. And if you put on the various types of skin screens, why it cuts down the vitamin D. And as a result of it, of course, why you do not actually have the vitamin D, which is essential to protect your body from cancer, to boost your immune system. It's essential for your bones and for your bone metabolism. And, of course, what they tell you is you need supplements. You should be taking supplements. but they've specifically decreed that the supplements that you're taking will not suffice. Basically, you should be taking at least 5,000 units of vitamin D3 a day, and most people are not doing that because the FDA is giving you advice, and believe me, the FDA is one of the greatest detriments to your health you will ever find. There is an organized effort to create illness because there are people who really feel there are too many people in the world would be far better off if we could simply eliminate 90% of the world's population. And if you think that sounds ridiculous, I suggest you go to Elberton, Georgia, and visit the Georgia Guidestones, as I have, a monument put up by a secret society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies, and you read them. First of the Ten Commandments on the Georgia Guidestones, maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Could that really be true? Could there be anybody who'd want to actually limit the population of the world? Do you know a better way there would be to limit the population than massive EMP attack on America? And it is said that 90% of our population, or as many as 90% of our population, would be, die in the resultant chaos within a year. And you say, well, if that's true, why aren't we making every preparation to protect the American people? And the answer should be quite obvious, because there really are people who don't care about it. Oh, they've made protection for themselves and their families, and that's what the underground facilities are. And if you don't know about them, just go up on the Internet and type in Jesse Ventura, upper underground facilities. Jesse Ventura, of course, if you're going to your search engine, Jesse Ventura, underground facilities, you'll find them true. Alex Jones, underground facilities are just underground facilities for protection. And you'll find that this is not imaginary, it's real. They know what they're doing. What are you doing to protect yourself and your family? And this is why, one reason I do what I do, because at least I hope that the people who listen to our programs are making preparations for themselves and their families. And then, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help my ministry so we can maintain our network of over 50 outlets every single week, and believe me, it's an expensive proposition, and we have to rely upon people. We're talking about certainly well over $500,000 to accomplish what we do. But the people, God has been good. People have pitched in and helped and supported us. So we are able to maintain our network, and we have for some years. And so if you're in a position to help join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please give us a call if you can join the Radio Liberty family, if you can get the books or DVDs or tape sets we have, CD sets. All of this, of course, goes into the pot to maintain our network and to maintain the staff that we have. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. And if you're not able to help Radio Liberty, a provision and protection, and so on, so tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. the Gospel of